Hey guys, so I hope everybody's doing really well. It seems like it's been, there's a couple of things. Feels like it's been forever since I've like, and forgive me, and I know I said it's just another Sunday, but feels like it's been forever since I've, you know, possibly ran in a way that I thought, it's not that I would say it's fair, it's just that I feel like I actually was able to perform in a good way. So I framed this whole Dublin Marathon experience as that I was going to go out there and run at the effort level that felt right for the marathon. And then I just had to be okay with kind of whatever that was. And, you know, it worked out pretty damn good. I guess context, I ran 2:11:51, came third place at the Dublin Marathon. So the reason I'm doing like a, call it like a raw podcast, because I'm actually driving home back to Belfast, and, you know, raw as in like very close to the race, not letting time digest, is I feel like I'll just forget certain things tomorrow that, you know, I might have picked up on that, you know, might have been perhaps good advice or good feedback about the race. And it was a tough day. It was a really, really tough day. I think what I've learned, or the correlation you could say, when it comes to some of my best performances, they're really tough days, you know? Like I look at London, you know, the 209, and that was a really tough day. I actually wasn't sure if I could mentally go through a day like that again. And I actually called my psychologist pretty soon after the race, and I kind of tried to reframe it from, like, there was a lot of suffering, it was really tough, you know, it hurt a lot, to like, what I did a great job of was when my brain sort of like, maybe it's saying, or it thinks it's feeling like it's suffering, or it's feeling like it's hurting. I was very, very good today at like sort of deflecting that. And deflecting that meant I was able to, okay, you know, right, okay, this is quite hard. But hey, like, you know, let's just relax the arms, let's relax the shoulders, let's breathe. Everything's okay. And that got me through the race. So many times I had to do that. And I mean a lot. Sometimes when you come back from altitude, you just feel really good, and the legs feel, you know, magic, and there's a real nice, call it like pop to your stride, and you just feel really good, and you go and you run 5 minute mile pace, and it's like, woo, it's easy. Oh my days, today couldn't have been further from that. It's like the gun went and my legs just felt, you know, a little bit heavy, and there was kind of like a silver lining to that, which I'll talk about, but they just didn't really feel great. And so sometimes in the marathon, you get to like back off and really relax and just like let the effort come to you. And it almost, I think of it as this, like, you're almost like sitting back in your stride. Whereas today it really felt like from like really early on, like mile two, mile three, it really felt like I had to lean forward and press just to keep the pace at the kind of pace that, you know, I really wanted to, you know, be capable of sort of running at. And that was then difficult. But the only silver lining was that I wasn't waiting. When you're feeling amazing, you're just, it's like you're playing a waiting game for like when you're not going to feel amazing. And like, I think of Rotterdam, for example, and I felt absolutely incredible. 450 odd pace just felt lovely. And then, you know, suddenly when the wheels fall off, it's like you're hit with a big, you know, kidney punch or a big kick in the teeth that you weren't ready for. And whereas, you know, today it didn't really get, I went through some good patches and some bad patches now that I can remember it. You know, I think from like mile 8 perhaps to like mile like 11 or 12, I actually felt pretty good. And then it was probably like 13 to 16, I sort of thought, oh, like my glutes are starting to like seize up a little bit, maybe some of the climbing, maybe some of the downhills, I'm not really sure. And I sort of felt that, like, you feel that like stiffening of the muscles, and that's kind of like a uh-oh, you know, I'm just not as fluent as I was. And then paranoia can creep in that, you know, you might not get up some of the hills to come, you could say, the climbs. And so it was absolutely 10 out of 10 for being able to figure out on the go, okay, you don't feel amazing, but let's just roll with that. And actually I can come back to a 20-mile run I did in Font. And I did this 20-mile run in Font and I didn't feel great. And you know, I think I averaged like 5:30, but like I just remember like not feeling good during it. And like that was weird because it was sort of like week 3 or 4, and everything had been on this forward trajectory, and I half expected it to just feel, you know, really good and feel like progress. And I just remember it not feeling that way, like it feeling pretty tough. And so that was kind of like that ability to figure it out that day is what really helped me today. And so today I had to just keep reminding myself, kid, like, you know, you're doing good. You've been here before. You've done this before. You've trained really well. You're prepared for this. That's what I kept being able to tell myself. You're prepared for this. And look, that's an incredible day. It really is. You know, it's been a really long time since I bloody ran well. And I feel like I've seen little things in training that have said, you know, you're in a good place, you're this, that, and the other. But I prepared at altitude. So the furthest I had ran at race pace, you could say, was like 7 mile, I think, at Great North Run before I got really tired. And at Great North Run, I got really, really tired and ended up running, you know, over 70 minutes for a half marathon. And so today, to be able to run 26 miles, you know, which is what's that, 19 miles further than Great North. That's really something. More importantly, if you've watched any YouTube, I don't stage things. I'm not a fake man. And so I was really hurting. I don't even know why. I don't even really know the answer to that. Oh, sorry about that. My friend called me. It is hard having friends. No, it's very nice of my friend. He was down supporting today. And actually, I'm going to go for some beers tonight, which is, yeah, it's probably giving me anxiety already. I'm literally worried about it already, which I'm going to have to compose myself just like I did in the race today. But look, okay, on the mental health thing, because that is really important. I was in a bad spot. I was sad. I was overworking myself. I was exhausting myself in the garden. You've seen it. I showed it. I didn't hide it. I don't see being upset about something, you know, sad. It's not weakness. It's far from weakness. Do you know I YouTube search how to handle suffering, how to get over like you know, a breakup or like depression, or and it basically told me that I had to it's gonna upset me a bit, but it just told me that I had to like sit there with those feelings and not be so. I thought I'd built this real tough guy, you know. If I felt anything, I shut it down. If I felt a bit of sadness, I said stop. And actually, to sort of like, just to help myself like move forward, I had to kind of like sit with those emotions. And so actually the way I did it was by watching myself be sad. And so I did, you know, those YouTube videos, and I broke down a bit, and you know, cried, and my grieving process was watching myself be sad. And that was really hard, you know? That's really difficult to do, to sit and watch yourself like breaking. And but it helped me so much just to understand that like that was okay. And so when I finished today, everyone was really happy, and that's amazing. But I think for me, it was like a maybe just like a bit of closure for myself for this whole period. And it was really interesting to figure out, like, this was, I said this is just another Sunday, and I guess what I meant by that was that what I've been doing, training, lifestyle, I've been doing it for me, for like my happiness, for my well-being. I had a few ice baths this week before the race, which fair enough, might help the race, but if ever I notice my discipline slipping a little bit, or, and it's not really discipline for running, it's kind of just discipline for life. If you eat like crap, you feel like crap. And so if I notice my discipline slip a bit, I'm like, right, kid, get in the ice bath. That's it. Let's bring that discipline back. Let's show yourself you can do hard things. And so today was, really, really cool, because I'm sure people probably didn't know how to interpret some of those YouTube videos over that period for me, specifically around Great North, just before, when I talked about building the shed and the ice bath and how I'd been exhausting myself in the garden, likely because I was sad and hurting. And it wasn't, I don't know that it was just about like breakups and things like this. Like I think what I've learned with mental health is it's just a real daily swings and roundabouts, good days, bad days. And so, you win the, and I don't like saying this, but you win the battle each day, but it's not a battle. It's a just an ongoing thing where if you do suffer a bit, you accept that and you make what they call towards moves. And towards moves are just always moving towards just doing things that I think you have to make yourself proud of yourself. I think that's the bottom line. And that's different for everybody. But I just think the brain is too smart, too intelligent. It just knows if you're applying yourself or not. And the brain has some flexibility. It was never asking for perfection, but I don't know. I think these like cheat codes or cheating life, or I don't think it works that well. I think the brain and you, that's you. You admire yourself for the things you do, the things you achieve, the things you get through each day. And so you can really go to bed at night and just be really proud of yourself. And it's not that I needed today to go well, to go to bed and be proud of myself. I'm already really proud of myself. It's the first time I stood in the start line, and I don't know, I didn't really need it to go any way. Sometimes I've stood on start lines and I've needed it to go well for money. Sometimes it's like some kind of like prove myself to others, And that's not to say that I'm not really happy that it went, well. As in like happy with the result, not happier as a person. It doesn't really make me like heaps happier. I think it made a lot of people happy and feel joy, specifically Dublin Marathon and the race organizers, and I really like that. But my worth or identity or what I think of myself was really just in applying myself. So, I came third, and that's so incredible. But had I fought to the line and came 15th and been slower, well, I'd have just had to accept that that's what my body was able to produce today. And actually, when I've been disappointed in myself, it's just that I've allowed negative emotions and anxiety and things like that get the better of me. And then obviously because they have got the better of me, then I've maybe thrown in the towel, or I've dropped out, or maybe I haven't dropped out, but maybe I've just doubted myself so much and let my brain really consume me that I've slowed a lot. And then you're in like a bit of a pity party trying to get home. And if you find today that happened to you, well, the best thing I can say is just to recognize that is a part of us, that negativity and that anxiety and that kind of like, oh no, it's starting to go bad. But what happens is if you really let it dominate, then you stop flowing in that nice, you know, way that you've trained yourself to be able to do. And so you let like shoulders tense up, you let the whole body stiffen up, and you start probably maybe you start breathing, like hyperventilating almost, and not getting oxygen in a clean way. And you self-create, you self-sabotage, you almost self-destruct. And sure, you might have slowed a bit if you kept in that sort of like flow state, but nowhere near the same amount, you know, when you almost self-create this, you know, the beginning of the end, and you get all tense and worked up, and anxiety brings, like I said, poor breathing, poor feeling in the body, physically tight. But the good thing is, I that happens to me all the time. It happens to me today too. But I guess I've learned to then reframe it a bit and talk to myself and bring myself back to breathing, specifically exhaling, like, come on, calm down. I think about bringing the shoulders down, and I can snap out of it. And then, you know, say to myself, you know, the previous mile was hard, but you were able to do that. So it's likely if you were able to do that, you're going to be able to do this next one. And that really helps too. But I guess there's a thank you too. I don't know how to say this without sounding like a big arrogant prick, but like, people really love me, you know? And that's really quite cool. It's really nice when, oh God, stop crying. It's just really nice when people embrace you. And I know people will be thrilled that that went well, but only because they'll think that'll mean a lot to me. But actually, like, I'm in such a luxury position that it doesn't matter how I do. People are probably just there for me. And I don't know. I don't really know what I did to kind of deserve that. But it means a lot. And so, like, thank you. I started the podcast years and years ago, you know, Journey to Tokyo. And I guess on a good news and less emotional news, today is pretty much 50% of the way to Paris. You know, that's a lot of points today. 211.50, I think for context, if you want to follow the whole points thing, I think there's something on the World Athletics website, you know, Paris points, and I think about 11.65 is how the points work, would kind of get the job done. And, you know, today's 11.75, so not for, you get bonus points for national champs, so you do need to go and run, I think, 2:10. To like back your result up from today, but that's what I mean by 50% of the job's done. But again, probably knowing the listeners, nobody will fucking care too much about Paris Olympics. It's probably more about a journey of life and ups and downs and persevering and yeah, just like following somebody that, you know, perhaps has been able to inspire you at times, and that's really cool. Like I said, I don't know what I did to deserve that, but yeah, it's really nice. I've been, you know, a good man in life, help people. I've been bad, you know, I've upset people, hurt people. But I don't think I'd ever have predicted that, you know, this is a kid that went to school and stopped going to school and didn't do too well at exams. Nothing to do with intelligence. I just didn't apply myself. And yeah, I got suspended all the time for fighting, and yeah, I just didn't really think that this is the way I'd become. And that's really fun. Very, very, very far from perfect. Oh my God. But I think that's life, you know? But I think I, with the hand that I've been dealt, I think I'm doing really well. And that has nothing to do with time or position today or sport or running. I think it's just one of the things I listened to in a podcast lately, which helped me a lot. You know, the kicking coach for Johnny Sexton, Johnny Wilkinson, a guy called Dave Alred. You should really listen to some of his stuff, like really, really listen to it. But one of the things he said is just try to be better than yesterday. Now, I kind of crazy. It's taken me 4 years to go back to Dublin and run quicker than last time. But it's not really just about that. It can be so much more, like a better person, a better, you know, dad, better husband, better wife, better friend, better. There's so much. It's not responsibility. It's just we have so much opportunity, and you can be better at being patient, better at listening. But I think that's really important to start thinking about things like that and working on things like that, like really, really important. And I think it feeds into happiness, really, really does. Just doing the right thing by people, the right thing by yourself. And we only really get, you know, life's probably going to be a lot shorter than we all want it to be. And we only really get one go at this. So I think it's worth, I think if you're in running, you're more than willing to make a difference and try and work hard at things. And so, yeah, I think keep going, keep doing what you're doing, you know, believe in yourself and keep pushing is probably a good way to put it. But yeah, thanks so much for following everything that I do. I think I said it's just another Sunday, and no matter what happens on Sunday, I'll still just be, you know, this old fart that uploads videos every now and again to YouTube. The only part I'm probably like, my head's a little bit like, if I was being a little dick, which like sometimes it's nice to be a little dick, I'd be like, for all the people that kind of thought that I was probably like, that's all I did was like this YouTube-y thing, and like I didn't take my business seriously. I think today, if anything, would, and maybe it showed me too, I wasn't sure what all this YouTube stuff was doing, or documenting or running school stuff or working on things. But yeah, the little dick in me would be like, see, I'm still working hard. I'm still pushing. I still have things to achieve and running. But yeah, like a really good day. You know, I'm really grateful that my body was there for me, my psychology was there for me, and the people on the course, you know, supporting, you know, people that message means a lot. I get overwhelmed a little bit, so I don't always reply, but it doesn't mean that I don't read, and you know, I am really grateful. I am a grateful person. I don't just like turn my nose up at things, or I can be a bit moody on the course sometimes when I'm getting tired. But it really helps. So yeah, look, I appreciate everybody. It was a tough day. It's going to take me a while to recover from that. Like psychologically, it was really hard, really, really hard. But I'm, yeah, really, really proud of myself. I'm actually going to go Tesco, I think, right now and get myself like some pick a mix. I really fancy some pick a mix. So I think that'll be really nice. And then I'll just sit down and watch some TV. And then my friend's going to pick me up to go pub in like, I have like 1 hour, 30 minutes. So, God, you'll probably need to wish me luck for that more than the bloody marathon. Yeah. But look, everybody take care. You know, if you race today, well done. If you have a race coming up, you know, good luck. Listen to that podcast. I wish I told people sooner before the race today, because it was really helpful. It's called Managing Pressure. And that, I think, was really apparent for me. I think I needed to be able to handle the pressure. And a lot of that pressure is myself. But it was a really good day. But yeah, if you know anything about mental health and life moves on really fast. And so you don't get to like rest on your laurels, you could say. So yeah, probably back in the ice bath tomorrow to bring discipline back, but that's okay. Like I said, you don't have to be perfect all the time. You can not slip up, but you can, you know, veer a little bit from being perfect or as close to it. But yeah, look, like I said, thanks. Honestly, thanks. Thanks a lot. And, you know, take care.